with Joe and Jono. Welcome to a Friday, the first day of August. It's National Beer Day. My favorite beer is anything that's ice cold.
That works.
It's also Girlfriend's Day. Guys, remember to take her to a concert or a ball game and get on the Kiss Cam today. Good morning. We're Joe and Jono. Things you need to know this morning. A wild weather afternoon and evening in New Jersey yesterday. Heavy rains, flooding, and tornado warnings left thousands of residents in the dark, stranded due to flooded roadways across the state. Utility companies reported more than 22,000 customers were without power at the height of the storm.
A Jackson Township father has avoided prison by pleading guilty to the hot car death of his infant daughter last summer. Instead, he was sentenced to 3 years probation. The father, 29-year-old Abraham Chaitovsky, pleaded guilty to endangering the welfare of a child when he left his two-month-old daughter alone in a hot car in Lakewood last July.
A shout out to one of our favorite ice cream places, Jersey Cow. Their third area location is having their official grand opening tomorrow. They're now open just off the White Horse Pike in Absecon.
And your South Jersey weather for today, cloudy with just a slight chance of rain. High of
3. Mornings with Joe and Jono. Time now for Jono's Fangirl Update.
We're talking about Riley Green this morning. He just gave fans a Cribs-style tour of his very bougie, brand-new tour bus. You got to think like sliding doors. This one has blackout blinds, satin sheets, and yes, a full-size bed. So this sounds like a joke, but it's not. He's really excited about it. This one's a big glow-up from the old bunk beds that he had in his old tour bus. He jokes that he still hasn't figured out the lights yet. And he lives off granola bars and protein shakes, but makes sure that he has his bus driver park right near catering when they pull up to the event. Smart man. You can take a look at Riley Green's tour bus upgrade right now at catcountry1073.com. Carrie Underwood, she's not just a powerhouse on stage. She's actually serving major snack goals at home, too. Her charcuterie boards are packed with fancy cheeses. She's got olive, salami, pita, hummus. Fans are obsessed. Some are even pitching names for her future side hustle, like Carrie's Cuteries and charcuterie boards. They look so great. I'd buy one if she lived close and started to sell them. Carrie's showing off her charcuterie skills right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jono's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
Somehow I don't think 4.3. We're Joe and Jono. I want to say a big hi to everybody who met yesterday in Vineland. Had a great time at Slingshot Produce, new place there in Vineland. It's huge. They've got a huge building. They do all this stuff with fruits and vegetables mostly. Pack it, sell it. But it's really cool. The building is like the biggest building you've ever been in. It's also the coldest building you ever went in. Everyone inside the building is walking around with winter coats.
That must have been nice.
It's 95 degrees outside. You go inside and you freeze. So,
right.
Hi to everybody met in Vineland. Had a good time. Met a lot of nice people there yesterday. We're hoping to meet a lot of nice people tomorrow. We're going to be on the beach in Atlantic City at Bally's Beach Bar, or as I've renamed it, Bally's Bikini Beach Bar. Because tomorrow, starting at 2, is the big bikini contest.
We will be there doing stuff in a bunch of different capacities, but we will not, I repeat, not be contestants in the contest.
We'll be there starting at noon contest. Oh, and Jono, started thinking the other day as we're cleaning out our cupboards at home, how many water bottles do you have in your house?
A lot.
And we're not talking like, you know, the
plastic ones.
Yeah, the reusable water bottles, the Stanleys, what are some of the other ones?
The Stanleys, the Hydro Flask. Yep, the Hydro Jug also. All the name Swell brand bottles.
Not only all the name brand ones, but the random ones that you might have picked up over time.
Like the promo water bottles that stay in your cabinet.
At our house, we each have our favorite water bottle, and pretty much that's all we use. But then we've got like dozens more, it seems. It seems like they're all over the house, even though we only use one.
Right. You have a main one, for sure. I think everybody does.
I get promotional water bottles from everywhere I go, it seems. Every golf tournament I play in, people go, oh, here, we got a water bottle for you. I'm like, I have 17, but yes, I'll take yours
because
I don't want to say no. Hey, mornings with Joe and Jono. It's time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
Here we go.
Angie lives in Egg Harbor City. She sent us today's joke. Thank you, Angie.
Angie, thank you.
So I threw a ball for my dog. Yes, it was a bit extravagant, I know, but it was his birthday, and he looks great in a tuxedo.
Oh, that kind of ball.
Yes. For 3 mornings with Joe and Jono. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we're going to be on the beach in Atlantic City starting at noon. We'll be broadcasting live for a couple of hours. And then it's the Big Bally's Bikini Contest.
Yeah.
You can still enter at AC or Bally'sAC.com. A grand prize. They've got thousands of dollars in prizes. The grand prize is a trip for two to Napa Valley in California.
That's so much fun. You get to drink all the wine, see all the beautiful vineyards. Ah, lucky.
Should be a lot of fun. It starts at 2, even if you're not in the contest. Come and watch. Have fun. Should be a good afternoon at Bally's Beach Bar in Atlantic City. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to?
London, England. Police say a woman called drunkenly, whatever 911 is over there, 5 times in a row within 15 minutes. Each time she called, she asked if any of the officers would go out on a date with her. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. You got about 20 more minutes left to get us your counts, get us your number. We want to know how many reusable water bottles you have in your house. All the different varieties, all the different brands.
I'm almost embarrassed by the number.
How many do you have in your house? Let us know, 609-383-1073. You can even upload a picture on our app. Hit the message us button and you can do that. CatCountry1073. Good morning. 3 things you need to know this morning. A wild weather afternoon and evening in New Jersey yesterday. Heavy rains, flooding, and tornado warnings left thousands of residents in the dark, stranded due to flooded roadways across the state. Utility companies reported more than 22,000 customers were without power at the height of the storm.
A Jackson Township father has avoided prison by pleading guilty to the hot car death of his infant daughter last summer. Instead, he was sentenced to 3 years probation. The father, 29-year-old Abraham Chaitovsky, pleaded guilty to endangering the welfare of a child when he left his 2-month-old daughter alone in a hot car in Lakewood last July.
A shout out to one of our favorite ice cream places, Jersey Cow. Their 3rd area location is having their official grand opening tomorrow. They're now open just off the White Horse Pike in Absecon.
And your South Jersey weather for today, cloudy with just a slight chance of rain. High of
after all the bars are closed. Cat Country Morning Birthday shout out start right now.
All right, here we go.
Happy birthday to Megan Robinson. Megan is 39.
Happy birthday.
Annie Michella of Egg Harbor Township is 51. Susan Long of Northfield is 46. Marie Masker is 59 today. Rich Ferretti of Northfield is 50. Happy birthday to Amanda Poplardo of Dividing Creek. I like her name.
It's fun to say.
She was my friend who was like, I'm going to the store with Amanda Poplardo. Oh, no. I'm going to the library with Amanda Poplardo.
Your name's fun to say, Amanda.
Me and Amanda Poplardo are going out.
I bet you she had a 2 name in high school, like where you have to call people by their first and last name.
Cody Kern of Eldora is 36 today. Michaela Dolly is 29. Happy birthday to Haley Elizabeth of Cayman Courthouse. Haley is 30 today.
Haley, happy birthday.
Donna Smith of Millville is 61. Joan Vicari has a birthday. Happy birthday, Joan. And Michelle Havens of West Tuckerton has a birthday.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Michelle Havens of West Tuckerton.
All right, Michelle.
We missed you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Haley Elizabeth of Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our show our little friend.
Phil. Phil, I almost messed up your intro. Sorry, Phil.
I heard that, Miss Jana, but you know what? Coming out of you, it's okay.
Oh, well, thanks.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
Everything good in the world of Phil this morning?
We're trying to ring and dry ourselves out, yes. Oh, my Lord.
A lot of rain, a lot of thunderstorms last night. For people who have never heard this portion of our program before, Phil is our little friend. He's been joining us for well over 20 years.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Feature we call Strip Club or Daycare.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Correct.
You ready to play, guys?
Yes.
All right, number one, it's in Portland, Oregon. It's called Mary's Club. M-A-R-Y apostrophe S Club. Mary's Club. Strip club or daycare?
We'll
ask you first. What do you think?
I'm going to go daycare, Joseph. Mary is too wholesome of a name for a stripper.
I agree, but for the sake of argument, I'm going to say strip club.
It is, in fact, a strip club.
Oh,
it's
no.
One of the oldest strip clubs, apparently, on the West Coast.
I was afraid of that.
So Jana goes up 1-0. Mary's Club is a strip club.
Great.
Number 2, Daytona Beach, Florida, Molly Brown's. BROWNS. Molly Brown's.
Like
Daytona Beach, Florida. Strip club or daycare? Phil?
Daytona Beach, Florida, I think of Bike Week. Molly Brown, strip club.
Yeah, I'm going to say that, too.
It is, in fact, a strip club. That means Jana has a 2-1 lead. As we go to number three, it's in Denver, Colorado. It's called Creme de la Creme.
Of course it is.
Strip club or daycare? Creme de la Creme, Denver, Colorado. Bill?
That could go either way, couldn't it?
Well, that's the
is that the way you
that's the theme of the show?
Right.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. Not creme de la creme. Strip club or daycare, but right. Yeah, you got to work for it. Yeah. Thanks. My poor little bald head is hurting right now. Let's just daycare, Joseph. Sure.
Definitely a daycare.
Wow, you're both right. It is a daycare. That means by a score of 3-2, Jana is our winner 2 weeks in a row.
Wow.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
Congratulations.
I never get a
tried
song.
One. I tried one, yeah.
That was great. You have a beautiful singing voice.
I'll have to practice. Thank you.
You're
we'll
quite
have
welcome.
Phil concert 2 weeks from Wednesday.
Oh, there you go.
Phil, any big plans for the weekend?
No, but just I'm going to ask no mosh pit.
Keep playing games, Jana. This one will be true or false, Jana.
Okay.
And your answer, whether you get it right, will be dependent on what we hear next. Either a celebration of women or someone putting down women. How's that? So you're working today for the women of the world with this one true or false question.
Okay.
You ready?
I guess.
True or false? As late as the early 1980s, Jana, there was a TV commercial airing nationally for a laundry detergent. This commercial featured two Chinese actors who worked in a dry cleaners and even included the line, ancient Chinese secrets for laundry detergents. Might be considered a little racist today. But was this an actual commercial that ran in the early 1980s and 70s?
Yeah.
Or am I making it up? True or false?
True.
It is, in fact, true. Calgon dish detergent. The people in the commercial worked at a dry cleaning. They were Chinese.
Oh, now I see why it could be considered. I got it.
Yeah, probably couldn't.
I was confused at first.
Couldn't air today. So because you got it right, Jana, this is for you.
Girls are the best.
Woo!
In the world.
There you go.
Every good person is...
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. We've got a traffic report, some flooding.
Uh-oh.
This is on the Garden State Parkway. The Atlantic City Expressway. Flooding in the left lane eastbound exit 9 into exit 7.
Into the Garden State Parkway, kind of. That's because the exit 7, that's where it merges onto the Garden State Parkway. So just be careful. Take note of that if you're traveling this morning. The wind's nuts out there, so just be prepared.
Here's an idea. Go into the other lane. Good morning. We're joining three things you need to know this morning. A wild weather afternoon and evening in New Jersey yesterday. Heavy rains, flooding, and tornado warnings left thousands of residents in the dark, stranded due to flooded roadways across the state. Utility companies reported more than 22,000 customers were without power at the height of the storm.
A Jackson Township father has avoided prison by pleading guilty to the hot car death of his infant daughter last summer. Instead, he was sentenced to 3 years probation. The father, 29-year-old Abraham Chaitowski, pleaded guilty to endangering the welfare of a child when he left his 2-month-old daughter alone in a hot car in Lakewood last July.
A shout out to one of our favorite ice cream places, Jersey Cow. Their third area location is having their official grand opening tomorrow. They're now open just off the White Horse Pike in Absecon.
And your South Jersey weather for today, cloudy with just a slight chance of rain. High of
7. 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Let's do it.
There are five of them. Number one, OnlyFans is just what I'll be running after paying my July electric bill. I just got the June electric bill. I can't imagine what July is going to be.
Yikes.
Number two, looking forward to 8 hours of trying to get 3 hours of sleep tonight.
That's how it goes.
Number three, if I ever sell this car, someone's getting 6 French fries and a lost USB.
Oh, yep. Well, that's what's in there, so.
Maybe a pickleball rolling all around under the seat as well.
For you, that tracks, yes.
Number four, if I was a Transformer, I'd be called something like Past His Prime, and I'd turned into a VCR.
That's crazy. Hey, I still have a VCR somewhere.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. The crazy thing about cooking shows is we just have to take their word for it.
Well,
looks really good. They say it's really good. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Hey, we got a brand new Seize the Deal going live at 9 o'clock this morning at seizethedeal.com. It's for Twist Pretzels and Ice Cream in Linwood. I know you were just there the other day. And they're going to be here in a few minutes, actually.
I'm so excited. I hope they bring pretzels.
great place. You're going to be able to get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 starting at 9 o'clock at seizethedeal.com. It won't last long. Seizethedeal.com. Hey, we've been talking this morning about your count, your water bottle count. How many water bottles do you have in your house? We're talking about the reusable water bottles like the Yeti or the, what else has there been?
There's the Yeti, Stanley, the Hydro Jug, the Hydro Flask.
And all the promotional water bottles you get here and there. How many water bottles do you have? A lot of people had 20. 36 was a popular answer. We just had Jennifer check in with 35.
That's a lot, too.
But the leader in the clubhouse right now is Mary Lenore. Mary writes, I'm an addict. I just counted. I have 40.
Girl.
That's not included what's in the kids and husband's car.
Oh, geez.
Time to purge. Again, how do you do that? How do you say, well, these are perfectly good water bottles, but we don't need them anymore? Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Oh, we have food in the studio this morning, Jana.
It's always a great day.
And it smells great. Mm-hmm. It's pretzels and more. Joining us from Twist Pretzel and Ice Cream in Lynnwood, Aaron and Jessica. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. How's business? You guys been open for, what, 2 or 3 years or more? Is that more already?
We just hit our 2-year anniversary on the 25th.
Woo!
Of July.
We had so much fun partying with you guys.
It was so fun.
That was a great day.
Good time.
You're located there on New Road in Lynnwood. For people who've never been to Pretzels, what are we going to find there? Pretzels, right?
We have pretzels, and we are also a full-service ice cream parlor. We have Philly-style pretzels, and then we also have our breakfast sandwiches, which are super popular, and we brought some in today because it's something that I think people sleep on with our store. So it's something that we are super proud of, and we love it. We also have our stuffed pretzels. Mm. We have our Philly cheesesteak stuffed pretzels.
That's my favorite, Aaron. You know that? It's my favorite.
We have our buffalo chicken stuffed pretzel with our Hank's hot sauce right from Seattle City.
Wow.
And we have our ham and white cheddar, our pepperoni and provolone, our spinach and feta, jalapeno and cheddar. What other stuffed pretzels, Jess?
We do hot dog wrapped in pretzels. So we have a hot dog and cheese, a regular hot dog, and we just added a jalapeno cheddar hot dog to the menu. And they're all Dietz and Watson all beef hot dogs, so they're the good ones.
They know what's up. You guys know what's up.
So this is truly a family business. You guys are married. Your two kids are involved. Does your house smell like pretzels by now?
Yes. And trust me, through a lot of trial and error, we were making a lot of pretzels at home and tasting a lot of ice cream, trying to find what we liked best. It was a lot of traveling around, seeing what was good and finding what we liked.
You know what that means? That means next up, because that's like your house scent, a Twist pretzel and ice cream candle. That's next on the list.
So there
Add
is
it to the merch.
One.
What? No way!
Yes. Our friends, local candle maker, Incandescent Candles and Gifts, has come in, done some sniff testing, came up with a cinnamon sugary type smelling pretzel. So they are available at
that's
Twist.
Amazing.
Yes, we'll show you next
time. Yes, that's so cool.
It's Twist Pretzel and Ice Cream coming up at 9 o'clock this morning at seizethedeal.com. You can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. And you can eat your way through pretzels and ice cream.
That's what we're going to do.
Guys, thanks for joining us on Cat Country 107.3.